Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we are talking all about clutter. So we're going to give you 5 tips about how to get organized and then 5 tips about how to stay organized. So if you're trying to start fresh in the new year and just need a reminder or maybe some new takeaways to incorporate in your day-to-day, this episode is for you. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Clutter.
This has been top of my mind for a while now, and I feel like now that it's the new year, it's especially on people's minds.
I specifically thought of this episode because of Marie Kondo, the creator of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. It's a book, but she released a Netflix episode about all these organization tips, and it's funny because we've read the book or listened to it a long, long time ago, and now that it's on Netflix, I feel like all these people in the office are talking about it. It's kind of this buzz about, you know, this different method of organizing.
And from reading her book back in the day, I loved her tip of like rolling your clothes. And that's one of the things I still do. And I think when you find a great resource for organizing, you can take like pieces that really fit into your life. And that's the piece that I took from her.
Oh, yeah. I still fold my clothes that certain way so you can see everything. The biggest thing I remember is about if you shove your socks in a drawer, like it's disrespectful to your socks.
See, I didn't read the whole book because I was hearing it from you and through Shalene. Shalene even skimmed it, I remember. Or she like fast forwarded through it because it was on Audible. And I'm like, if they can't get through it, then like I'm not even going to try. So I just remember like just reading highlights on it and that was about it. But I did find this girl and some of my freelancing friends had like been recommending this girl that is all about minimalism and organizing through minimalism. And so ever since I like was on her email list and I've been getting tips from her, I've been all about like, basically I don't know how to like design my house at all. So I'm like, well, I pretty much don't like any of my decor, so I might as well just get rid of it. So my house is pretty much empty at this point.
I mean, that's one method. Now I would say I am messy. I am by nature a messy person, but over the years I've learned why it's so important to stay organized.
Right. I think ever since we learned that truly how messy your environment is or whatever state your environment is, it really does affect your mental state. Like if your desk is chaos, if you have a KitchenAid mixer on your desk currently, like I do, it's distracting. And like, if you don't have a lot of space to work or you don't have a lot of space to like play or to like do things in your kitchen, it does like, it distracts you and it drains your mental energy.
And I think we don't often realize it until we're in a better environment. So this can be really challenging to kind of identify or just sometimes feels overwhelming to start, but we're going to give you some tips that hopefully help you just get started. And then once you get organized, how to stay organized.
One of my favorite resources for organization and just like happiness tips is Gretchen Rubin. And she's the author of The Happiness Project. And I love how simply she puts this. She says, outer order creates inner calm. And I think it's so simply put that if we can bring more order to our environment, then it's just going to make us feel that much calmer inside.
100%. One of my bosses once said, if you really want to interview somebody, take a look at their car. And I was like, I first heard that, that hit me like a dagger in the chest because I live out of my car sometimes, going from class to work to the gym and like literally sweaty clothes, like hanging on the chair to dry, like disgusting. And that when I heard that at a point in my life, it was just like, okay, get it together. This is not okay. It doesn't seem like it's affecting me in this moment, but the day to day just living in chaos in your environment is detrimental to your health for sure.
Yeah, so our first tip on getting organized is, first off and foremost, is to take inventory of the situation. So do like a master brain dump. We love this whenever we're writing goals, but do a master brain dump of what is it going to take you to get organized? Like go room to room and write out all of the areas that you have to organize. Now, this might then make you realize, holy, I have a lot to work on. But if you can get it all out on paper, then you could set aside like a month at a time that you could organize each room. So whenever you do this big inventory, don't let it freak you out and don't let it discourage you from even starting, but let it help you to see how you can start, kind of like your action plan.
To me listening, that sounds super annoying to, oh, let me go through and write things down. But otherwise, you're constantly thinking of things in your head, or you kind of have these light bulb moments of, oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to work on my desk or my car. So if you can just get it all out into paper, you realize either it does freak you out, but what probably will happen is you're going to realize, okay, this isn't so bad. I can do this. So once you've taken inventory and you've kind of laid it all out, you've laid your mess out on that piece of paper or in your notes in your phone, whatever is going to be easy for you to reference, pick an area where you can start small. So that's step number two. So rather than organizing your whole basement overnight, maybe you've just got to start with that one corner, that corner that just always seems to accumulate your laundry or that stack of papers. Like, pick something so small and narrow it down.
Right. Like, so many of us have problems keeping our car clean. Maybe you just worry about the front seat because that's where you're going to be. Like, you're going to be in the front seat and you're going to see the passenger. So you just like worry about cleaning up that small of an area and maybe try to maintain it for a little while. And then you move on to the second row. Like, it doesn't matter how big or small your small area is, as everything is with life and personal development and personal improvements. It's, we have to start small. We have to start. And if that means starting small, then start small. Our third tip is, when organizing, everything must have its own spot. So whether or not that spot is like a put away spot or it's like a spot on the counter, it has to have a spot. And this one I'm so guilty of. Like, there are certain places in my house that I'm like, no wonder they're always messy, because they accumulate all the stuff that doesn't have a spot. So whenever you're thinking about your action plan on getting organized or decluttering, think about, okay, I know that my desk accumulates all the mail and all the random receipts and all the random this and all the random that. How can I tackle that little portion? Because if I can tackle that, then everything is going to feel more clean, because that's a huge clutter.
So that may be getting a organizer, like a file folder for that. Or maybe you have a drawer where you tend to just throw things in. Well, maybe you have a label maker where you say, okay, this drawer is just for chargers and electronics. This drawer is just for, gosh, I don't know, pens, pencils, or, you know, office supplies. But you have to designate it. Otherwise, one day you're going to put it here, the next you're going to put it there, but then you also put something else there. And so that's where the chaos occurs.
All right. Tip number four is, find things that you do every day that you can improve. So let me explain this one. I heard this one on a podcast recently and I loved it. So this was the example. It was that when this woman, and I'm going to try to think of the podcast, I can't think of it right now, but this woman, when she would walk into her closet every single day, she had this little one light bulb with like a string, right? Like, it wasn't a real switched light. So she would walk in and she would look around in the closet for the string to pull. And when she pulled the light, it was one of those energy-saving lights that would, like, start really dim and then go brighter. So when she would go into her closet to, like, pick out a shirt for the day, it was pitch black. She couldn't find anything. She'd turn on the light. It wasn't really giving off light, and it annoyed her every single day. So to me, this feels like clutter. It feels like disorganization, because things – your environment isn't working for you. And if you just acknowledge, like, this light bulb is annoying and I'm going to switch it out and put in a regular light bulb – as small as that is, it makes a huge impact. And for some reason, we just usually go on with our day without changing it. So that's tip number four, is think through your everyday. And if there's anything that you can just improve just a little bit, that's going to make a huge impact like that.
I love that. Another example would be like your keys. Maybe you're that person who's always losing their keys because it's, you know, you don't actually have to have your key to get in your car. And so sometimes it's in your pocket, sometimes it's in your purse. Well, maybe you always carry the same purse. So maybe you decide, okay, my keys are always going to go in this pocket of the purse, or it's always going to hang up on this hook by the door. We don't realize how much energy it expends. Like every time we have to make a decision, or, you know, you think about how annoying that light bulb is, that's costing you energy. So, and we've talked about habits and creating habits all the time. If we can make something automatic and make it more of a habit, it's going to take less energy, therefore making us less stressed and feeling more calm.
Oh, in the podcast that I was listening to, it was Christy Wright's Business Boutique. She had a great episode on this. It wasn't about organization. It was about something else, but yeah.
Tip number five for all of you who have roommates or are not living on your own, make sure that you consult everyone in the house or everyone you live with before you reorganize. Because what will happen, you may decide, okay, I'm cleaning out the kitchen, we're putting this in this drawer, this in that drawer. Well, if the other person that you live with doesn't know that, okay, well, this is now where we're putting all the spatulas, they're going to put it somewhere else. And number one, that's going to end up leaving you disorganized, right? Not the goal. And number two, it's going to create frustration. You're going to be annoyed, and it's just not good communication.
Right. And if you explain to your roommate or your spouse or whoever you're living with that, hey, like, I would love to be more organized this year, is there any way that you can help me try to keep things a little bit more picked up? You know, if you can get them on board with this idea, not only will you ask them for their opinion on, hey, where do you want to keep these things that we both use, but you can also ask them a little bit for, just tell them, like, this is important to me right now, and if you could help, that would be awesome. And there you go. You already have somebody that's going to help you out keeping things organized.
I can vouch for this because I have a horrible habit I ever have. I always have ever since living at home. When I get home from, I am bag lady. I've got my gym bag. I've got my book bag. I've got my purse. Sometimes I've got a bag full of water bottles and food. Like, I have so many bags. I don't know why. I need to read that minimalist book. But I'll get home. I'm like, usually my arms falling off from all my bags, and I'll set everything down right at the door and walk away. And that drives Joey insane. So now I still have to mentally tell myself, but when I walk in the door, if it's not just my purse, I have to walk upstairs to the bedroom and drop off my bags. Now, is that the best? I probably should put them away. Yes, but at least I'm no longer leaving it right in the doorway. So it's helped me as just a reminder to keep our living space clean, and just so that when we walk in, like, that is the space where I relax and I don't feel that mental when I walk in the door now.
You know, I would agree with you. I think the area that I'm most conscious of is my living room, and I want to keep my living room and my, like, kitchen as clean as possible. But that means that by far our bedroom is the hole. Like, it just absorbs everything else. But I know that that isn't good either, because that's where you're supposed to also go to relax. And so that's one area of my house in particular that I would love to focus on. And this is like another step, but we have this old furniture, bedroom furniture, and it's beautiful, but it's a four-post bed. And our master bedroom really isn't that big. Like, it's not big enough for a four-post bed, I think. And so I'm like, I would love to get a new bedroom set that's just smaller and more, like, subdued and compact, so that it did feel like a more organized room.
I feel like that's very much more our generation too, is just like that cleaner, more modern look. And but it's hard, yeah, if it doesn't take up space. All right, you've figured out where you're going to get organized. You've picked a spot. You're on your way. Now, how do we stay organized, right? We wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. If you're like me, you kind of go on these binges where, okay, I'm cleaning out the bedroom. Let's use that as an example. You clean the whole bedroom. It's spotless for a day. And then before you know it, stuff accumulates and you're back at square one, where you clean it all out, accumulate, and it's almost like dieting, right? It's like binge restrict cycle. So our next tip is, if it can be done in 2 minutes, it can be done now. A perfect example for this is the dishes. It's so easy to finish eating and just put your plates in the sink and walk away. But when you think about it, it may take you 30 seconds to clean off your plate and put in the dishwasher. Or let's say the dishwasher is clean, right? And our initial instinct is to grab a plate, close the clean dishwasher and leave them all in there. But it's maybe going to take you 2 minutes max to just unload the dishwasher, right? Unload and reload it. It's such a simple thing, but we chalk it up to so much more in our head.
You are so right. I would guess that it would take me like 15 minutes to unload my dishwasher if you just were to ask me. And of course that's not right. That's ridiculous. So that's such a good point that like it might feel like a big task. And you know what? Every time I unload the dishwasher, I'm always like, David's going to thank me later. My goodness. Like it just feels like such a big thing. That's so funny. But yeah, if you can be done in 2 minutes, it can be done now. I also think of if it can be done in 2 minutes, it's probably never going to get done. Because you're always going to like say, oh yeah, I'll move that sweatshirt upstairs later. I'll do this later. And that really ties in really well with this next tip of, and I got this from Gretchen Rubin, is move, whenever you leave a room, you take something with you closer to where it goes. So for example, you know, my bedroom's upstairs. A lot of our stuff accumulates in the living room. So if I'm going from the living room upstairs, maybe not to my bedroom, but just upstairs, I'm going to take with me like a sweatshirt that I had or an extra pair of shoes, something that belongs upstairs. And I just like put it in the hallway. And that might seem like it's just moving the clutter. But really, I do think it works because then you see those pairs of shoes in the hallway and you're like, oh, okay, I can just quickly move them to my bedroom now instead of going all the way from your living room to your bedroom. That seems like a longer trip, right? Or it is a longer trip. So moving things just little by little closer to where they go, it actually does get them there over time.
Well, because the alternative is if you leave it there, well, the more stuff just accumulates. But if you get in the habit of doing that with each little thing, you're going to have less things to clean up in the long run. Okay, let's say you've been listening, you've been gathering all this information about tips and ways to organize, and it's just not working for you. Don't give up. Get some outside perspective. We all have that friend who is just type A, clean, neat freak. Ask them, what are their systems? What works well for them? Maybe it's organizing your closet. You know, maybe you've tried the whole organizing by color, or, you know, you've tried hanging your workout clothes versus folding them up. Ask around and try different methods to find one that works for you.
Yeah, I love that. Like if there's an area that just drives you nuts, like maybe your car, going back to your car, you know, maybe it's like you just cannot keep your car clean. Ask people that seem to really have it together. And maybe it's not people that are like naturally organized. Maybe someone that you feel like is maybe similar to you and has figured it out. Ask them like, how do you keep your car clean, so clean? Our next tip is don't be afraid to outsource. So when I think of outsourcing household chores or laundry or, you know, that kind of thing, I think about like hiring like a house manager, like someone that's going to be there like all day, every day. But that's not the case. Like you can hire, you know, cleaning ladies, obviously, or even just someone that will come in and do your dishes, prep food for you. Like all of that is going to help you to be more organized because they're going to help with that living space organization. So don't be afraid to start that, like just to start to outsource one little thing. And I've been racking my brain on what I could outsource. I have not come to a conclusion, but it doesn't have to be a huge investment. It can just be like 1 hour a week, or even I know some cleaning ladies come like once a month.
Right. You can find people, of course, like on Craigslist or probably just like Angie's List, like just Google this service in your area. But there's also apps like TaskRabbit where you can hire somebody for a one-off, you know, project, or, you know, maybe it's that IKEA shelf that has been sitting in the box, right, picking up clutter, and you've been meaning to assemble it, but you just haven't had the time, or blah, blah, blah. You can hire somebody to actually do that. Another good idea is maybe you just know a college kid or a high school kid around who has a couple extra hours, and maybe you pay them $10, $15, $20, or, you know, trade off something with them for them to wash your fruits and veggies and chop them up. Think of how much more mental space you would have to have a task like that off of your list once a week.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. it really would clear up so much space for you then to like focus on whatever you are focused on. Because when we think about all of the tasks that we have to do every day, some we can't avoid, like, you know, getting ready in the morning and showering and things like that. But some things we can outsource. So think about what would make the most sense for you and what's going to really free you up to do what you're really trying to focus on doing. All right, last tip. So another great one on staying organized is with kids, if you have kids, ask them or not ask them. This is one of the issues in my house is that we ask our two-year-old to do stuff. No, have them clean up the last 10 minutes of the day. So like 10 or 15 minutes before dinner time, you say, okay, it's cleanup time. And, I would sing the cleanup song because I love to sing, but you don't have to. You can just have them clean up just like one room. I remember I heard this on a podcast and the lady had like their kids clean up like the whole house. I was like, shoot. But her kids were a little older, but still like have them clean up like the room that they're in or whatever right before dinner. And I like that because it's very like end of the day type of like vibes, you know, because then the next morning everything is picked up and you're ready to go and you're not cleaning up your whole house. Like David cleans and picks up our whole house at night when I'm working or when we're recording the podcast. And I'm like, imagine if someone could help him with that. Like that would be awesome.
One, yeah, awesome for you. And two, just that's a great way to start setting a good example for your kids of, hey, we can't just leave messes everywhere we go. We have to take responsibility, clean up after ourselves. And it shows like, this is our home. This is where we live. We are a family. We need to work together to keep it nice.
Right. Which then makes me want to ask you this question to wrap up. When you were a kid, what was your chore situation? And did you get an allowance?
I was one of six kids. So it was more of a, you better get this done before you get yelled at and in trouble by mom. It was always mom. Dad was not the enforcer. Definitely mom. My mom didn't care about our rooms. Like, that was whatever. You had to clean your room sometimes, but whatever. Close the door. That's on you. But more so like in the living room. But yeah, no, we didn't get allowances. It was more just expected of us that this had to be done.
Yeah, we were definitely expected. Like I remember we were assigned different chores. Like throughout my life, I was like assigned different chores. I think it like rotated or I don't even know. But we were definitely expected to do those chores. And my parents would say like, this is what it's like being in a family. Like it was expected. But then I also got allowance and I don't remember how that was incorporated. Like I don't know if that was additional chores or what. But that's how I want to raise my girls too is like, okay, you know, we have to help clean the bathrooms and do the things that nobody wants to do and load the dishwasher and all that. But then like teaching them how to like make money. I love that. Like since we're both entrepreneurs, I love like the idea of raising my kid as kind of like with that entrepreneurial spirit. So I don't have like a ton of ideas on that yet, but it'll be fun to explore that as they get older.
I definitely thinking back now that you mention it, we for the most part, we're a messy house. Like, and so it was kind of that frenzy. People are coming over. Okay, we need to like clean. I think of like that movie Cheaper by the Dozen. Like that was kind of our house, but six instead of 12. Equally chaotic. So that's totally why I'm the way I am. But I'm definitely going to, I like the idea of this is the baseline chores that you're expected to do. But if you do extra or, you know, if you want to, like kind of not optional, but you should do it, but you get a little bonus, allowance, commission. That's what Dave Ramsey says. He says you give your kids commission. They're not allowed anything.
Yes, I do love his perspective on money, but also like with your kids. Yeah. You know what is totally separate from organizing is cleaning. Cleaning, no thank you. Or I will organize all day. I do not like cleaning.
Is it weird that I would have like the messiest room ever growing up, but you have me babysit for you and I will clean your house top to bottom. Like I'm more motivated to clean other people's mess and like white. Yeah, I would clean like dust and sweep, organize, but I don't know. Why is it our own filth that is so much harder to manage?
It's so true. I don't know why, but it's so true. All right, that is it for this episode. That's all we got for you. If you have an answer to that question, listeners, let us know. But that is it for, that's all that we have for you today. If you liked today's episode, send it to a friend, that friend that you've been talking like, okay, let's get organized. Let's talk about this. Send it to that friend and let us know what you think by writing us a review. Just go to iTunes. You can do it on your computer. You can do it by just swiping up in the Apple Podcast app. But write us a review and let us know what you've been liking on the podcast.
And you and your friend are already obviously fit friends, so you should definitely check out our Facebook group. Just search Fit Friends Tribe and request to join, and we'll be sure to add you. We're posting weekly about the episodes that we have, episodes coming up, but more so just helping you stay motivated, helping you stay accountable towards your goals, support, encouragement, positivity. That's what we're there for. All right, talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.